Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I am thrilled today because I have with me Donna Good. And Donna is going to share with us all kinds of reasons you are going to be so extremely happy to be here with us today. Donna, welcome.
Thank you so much, Vicki. I'm so honored and privileged to be here with you today.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine, and I'm so thrilled for our listening audience that you were going to be able to share so many great words of wisdom. I think if we could start with how you came about your purpose and passion in life to make the great contributions that you're making to the world. Can you share that with us?
Well, I'm a teacher. I've been teaching I'm in my 11th year, and one of the things I really have a passion for is education that improves life, not just learning facts and numbers and things like that. And, you know, I've had a very challenging in some ways life journey. I have really learned as a woman on this journey how to develop my inner self, my inner strength, my inner being, and love myself. And I realized that as I was doing that and growing myself, that I was changing the world around me. And one proverb I really, really subscribe to is an African one that says, if you educate a man, you teach an individual. But if you educate a woman, you teach a nation. And I realize that the power of teaching and working with women is incredible. And so I developed something. I was thinking about, what can I do? I'm tired of, for me, I was watching my young girls always being at each other and being mean and vicious. And I said, well, where are they getting it from? And I just turned on my TV. There's exactly where they're getting it from. And the models that women are subscribing to now are so negative. And I said, I wanted to do something more, something positive, something that allows a woman to be her best authentic self. So I came up with Soul of a Diva. And I took the word diva, which now has such a negative, ugly, bitter taste in people's mouths, and I gave it true meaning. And I made it an acronym that is D for divine, I for inspirational, V for visionary, and A for authentic. And I really want to teach women, how do you take that stance in your life, empower your life, so that you can educate not only your family, your community, but educate your nation.
I love it. And I love the way that honors woman in such a very, very special fashion. You know, my father, he just venerated women. And he used to always say that that's why we were chosen to have children, because we make sense of the world. We bring sense and wisdom to the world. And so I love what you're doing. I think it is such a beautiful contribution. So tell me a little bit about maybe some of the challenges that you see women face in becoming a true diva in the best sense of the word.
Well, there are a few. One, I think women too often compare themselves. You know, we're always told this is the image, and the image is not even real. It's done by a computer, and we're too tall, we're too short, we're too black, we're too white, we're too skinny, we're too fat, we're too this, we're too that. And anytime you compare yourself to someone or something else, too rich, too poor, then you not only rob yourself of your authenticity and your purpose, you rob yourself of your joy. You're giving it away. And that's a huge thing that women need to stop doing, because the question is, when did you decide that that person is right? When did you decide that that person's rules apply to your life? And I think another thing we as women do, and this is where it's really vicious, is we cut down each other. It is always a competition. It's me versus you. It's us versus them. Instead of being a we as women are a community, and we have so much power. As you were saying, your father, you know, just venerated women because he understood the power of life that we give. And that's my thing. We are able to hold life, to bring life, But yet we're at a stage as women, if you look around us, we're destroying life. For me, it's time that I empower women with the tools, the skills, the resources, the mindset, and the heart set so that we give lives to ourselves, to give life to those around us.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And, you know, so empowering from the standpoint of being a woman, but also empowering for the men in our lives to be able to look at us from that perspective and be able to draw from that. Really, really beautiful. So tell me, were there any challenges that you had personally in organizing your business? You've been a teacher and now you're a teacher to women. And I would love to hear how that journey unfolded for you.
Well, really, it's still unfolding. One of the challenge is obviously time. I became the guardian of my great niece, which is actually a huge part of my journey. And so I'm a mother now at 40 and had no kids before, had no intentions of having kids, but this little girl needed me and I stepped up to the plate. And really what it is, I think for me, the challenge is more making sure that I carry through to my business what I have in my classroom. As a teacher, I really am impassioned about creating independent learners and thinkers that will contribute to our society. And as a teacher, though, my hands are tied. It's become very political, test scores, this score, that score, you can't do this, you can't say that. And we're enabling our kids, and that's why so many people say, oh, they're so entitled in this and that. But I want to carry over that passion that I have for teaching to women who are willing and ready to step up, who are in themselves, they're hiding. I used to hide. I hid all the time from my power, from my beauty, from my authenticity, and to say, hey, enough's enough. Be it you're 22 or 52, you know, time to be the woman you were always created to be. So the biggest thing in my journey is also teaming up with the right people. Obviously I'm here with you, Vicki, but really making sure that as I transition from a classroom in middle school or high school to the classroom of the world and really being out there to inform and empower women, that I make the right decisions so that I truly can make an impression, I can truly leave a legacy, and I can truly, my whole thing is to be that ripple. You know, you said how this will impact men as well. When women are upset, when women are hurt, when women are broken, it's a ripple effect. It impacts everyone, the men in their life, the children in their life, the coworkers in their life. But if I can instead have it be a light, have it be a positive energy, have it radiate, then that will also impact the men in their life, the children in life, the coworkers in life, their community. So that's really what it is for me on this journey, is making sure I'm with the right people who embrace my message and who want to see the best for me and everyone that I work with.
Oh, I love that. That's so beautiful, really beautiful. So tell me what you think would be maybe the top few tips that you have that would really start someone off that maybe is a little lost but is seeking this kind of path.
Well, okay, well, let's take the word diva and break it down. And I think that will really give women some tips at least to reflect on in their lives and to say, wait a minute, and even for men to understand that this is what women are going through inside every day. And oftentimes, you know, our men love us and they want to help us, but they go to the problem and they don't understand that oftentimes it's not the problem that's bothering us. And we have a solution for the problem, but understanding that it's that inner turmoil, it's that inner dialogue, it's that inner emotion and mindset that we really, really need to work on, and where we need your support to help us do the work inside. Because so often we're reaching externally. We go shopping. We look at TV. We go to movies. We look everywhere else. I got to lose this. I got to gain that. Instead of saying, let's stop and let's take a look inside and see what we can find. So the first is D for divine. And the biggest thing that we as women need to understand is that no one can ever replace us. Our divinity comes for our complete, unique individuality, and that God only placed one of us here. There was never one before you. There will never be one after you. So you have so much value to contribute to the world around you. Be it you're the most amazing mother you can be. Be it you're the most amazing business owner you can be. Be it the most amazing best friend you can be. Be it the most amazing whatever. You have purpose in your life. And to say, wait a minute, let me just love me for me for a minute and take all those other distractions out. and realize, you know what, you're not that bad, and love yourself, forgive yourself. I, for inspirational, that we all have our struggles, absolutely all have our struggles, and that in spite of that, someone is watching you, finding inspiration from you. It is amazing, Vicki. I have a Facebook page. It's just me, and I put up posts to inspire people and to make them laugh and to give them hope, and I've literally had people stop me that I personally don't know and say, I want to introduce myself, Donna, and I love your page. I look forward to your posts. And like I said, you just never know who's watching. So we all have the ability to inspire others, from a simple smile to a thank you to just being there when someone is going through their own challenges. V for vision. Everyone has a vision. Everyone has a purpose. And I think for a lot of us as women, we get caught up in what we think our lives should be like. Married, this many kids, making this much money, doing this, doing that. And there's this knock always on the back of our heart saying, you know what, there's something greater that you have purpose for. And it may not be more money. It may not be the big house, but it's what you're here to do, and that will not go away ever until you're gone. It's always with us. We carry it with us everywhere we go. And to have that vision, to hold that vision, and to teach others around you that your vision is valuable just as you are, and to help you grow that vision. Because that vision will be a ripple. That vision is the power you are given as a woman, and to do it in the full presence of being a woman, to not have to compromise and say, well, I have to do it this way or I have to do it that way, but to do it your way, which gets me to my last point, which is the A, which is authenticity. Be who you are meant to be. I mean, I look at myself and how oftentimes I thought, oh, there must be something wrong with me, or I hid, you know, I never wanted people to compliment me. But I wasn't being my true self. My energy is very, very big, Vicki, and I have people tell me that all the time. And once I embrace this energy and realize that it does have a purpose, I do have a vision, and there is only one me, I put all of those things together, and I said, you know what? I'm going to go out there now and do my fulfill my calling and be me. And those who align with it will come, and those who don't, that's okay. I don't need everybody. I need those who I was meant to be here for. So I think if you take a look at those four areas, which is a brief summary of what Sola the Diva is about, then you can really start saying, hey, there's so much more to me as a woman than just body parts, than just hair, than just makeup, than just being a mom, than just being a friend, than just being a girlfriend or a wife, that I am a complete whole person who is so precious to those who care about me. And you know what? It's time I start loving myself too.
Wow, that is so unbelievably powerful, unbelievably powerful. So what would you like to see this really amazing message that you have, that you're sending out to the world? If you would look at this truly almost, I know you're way too young for this, but if you were to look at this as truly as a legacy, what would you like that to look like globally? What would that picture be for you?
That picture would be that women would learn to love themselves, to step into themselves, to empower themselves, to create better change for the world. I mean, you look at women who are out there who are fighting to be educated, fighting for decent human rights, who are fighting for things. And so oftentimes, the women don't realize we are one of the greatest elements of change and power. And that we, you know, all of us have a masculine energy and a feminine energy. We don't have to live in that masculine energy. We can live wholeheartedly in our feminine space and still be those agents of change. And just understand that when you love yourself, you make life easier on everyone who loves you. When you forgive yourself, you make life easier for everyone who cares about you. And when you authenticate yourself, then you will attract the right people in your life. And when you hold on to your vision and you capture it and you live it, you will be the change.
I love it. And you are definitely a change motivator for women, you know, all over the world. And we are so thrilled to have you in our upcoming book as one of our contributing authors, Messages That Matter, because your message so matters to women and to everyone in the world. And Donna, I want to thank you so much for being with us. If you have a website or someplace that people could connect with you, because I know they will want to do that.
It's under construction right now, but the name of the website is Soul of a Diva, SoulOfADiva.com. So that one's coming up. I'm going to be doing video blogs. I'm going to be doing written blogs. I'm going to be really out there giving a voice and helping women and men, because this is not just for women. I'm not bashing men at all, but oftentimes relationships are breaking and relationships aren't working irregardless of the dynamic of them because the woman is broken. The woman is the anchor oftentimes in the relationship. And if we as women can truly anchor ourselves, then we will be able to attract those into our lives that align with us and push away those who don't, that hurt us, that break us, that tear us apart. But I learned from my personal experience that when you are out of alignment, everything else in your life is out of alignment. And when you start pulling yourself into alignment, those things that you've really been looking for and searching for inside will come to you. You don't have to go to them. So soulofadiva.com is where you'll find all this fabulous information and some fun, too. I think as women, we need to have fun and enjoy our lives. Everything can't be work. A lot of us are overloaded and stressed and overwhelmed. You got to have some fun, too. So we'll have a lot of fun surprises when we get going.
Fabulous. And I want to thank you, Donna, so much for being with us today. It's just been such a joy and so uplifting. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Vicki.
And for everyone out there, I would like to thank you for joining us. And also, if you'd like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, you can find us at getei.com. That's getei.com. And you'll learn more about our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global communities, and broadcast. Again, getei.com, and everyone have a wonderful week.